Welcome to the Consultant CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Brashana Miller, where we help corporate consultant CEOs who are tired of being at the mercy of their business and an overworked consultant. If you know you were meant for more and are ready to get back in control of your consultancy, escape the burnout, and earn more, you are in the right place. On this podcast, we'll empower you to elevate into your CEO role, lead and scale your consultancy with a rock-solid team, and drive growth towards a sustainable and profitable consulting business that you love. Let's get into it. Before we dive into the episode, I wanted to share with you that this episode was some of my takeaways and insights that I had when I attended a CEO celebration dinner. I really enjoyed recording this episode, and I'm excited to share these insights with you today. This episode was also recorded and published on my YouTube channel. Please listen in, take some notes, because I think that this is very impactful and has a lot to do with how you're able to be successful and sustainable in your business. So tune right on in. I wanted to just come on and share something with you. I went to a dinner with a lot of CEOs. I love being in the room with a bunch of CEOs, and it was so interesting that I thought I should share this with you, because these are the type of things that I think, from my perspective, are missing on the interwebs. I was at a dinner with a lot of CEOs. These are multi-six figure, seven-figure CEOs. They're doing really well and have been able to create the lifestyle and provide for their families in a way that is aligned to them, their values, and what makes them feel comfortable. And I am all for that. So at a particular time during this dinner, they had to go around the room and share their either really great or not so great moment, because that is truly what makes us who we are, and it builds up our character, it builds up our fortitude, and it gives us the ability to keep going. And so there were a lot of great stories, and some of them were kind of tear-jerking stories. Like, it really brought tears to your eyes because of the emotion and the impact behind those stories. And that's one of the things that I really want to focus on. As much as I like to help consultants scale their business and increase their revenue, increase their profit margins, and grow to a new level, a new height in their business, I think there's something really important that has to be focused on throughout this journey. One of the things that I heard in the room from all of these CEOs, and these were CEOs who had been in business for as little as 2 years and had been in business for almost 40 years. So there was a lot of knowledge and wisdom in a room when it came to business. And one of the things that I heard resonate throughout the room as everybody told their story was basically passion and impact. And I think this is so key and so necessary, because we hear a lot about making money and making profits, but we don't hear as much about passion and impact. And I think that's really where we need to come from a place when we're trying to serve our customers, and knowing that we want to make a difference, is that we have to lead with passion. We have to lead with impact. Those are the things that I think are more sustainable than just trying to make quick money or trying to land a deal really, really quick because you need X amount of dollars. There is sometimes a sense of urgency that we have to apply to our business model and strategy when we're trying to reach our goals, but it still has to come from a place of impact and passion. And that is something that I think sometimes gets lost in the art of consulting. It gets lost in the art of selling. It gets lost in the art of scaling your business. And I really want to just pull it back a little and say, let's think about passion and impact. I have kind of created this mantra or this edict for myself, which is impact over transaction. And I thought about this because as much as these CEOs were making a lot of money, multi-six-figure revenue a year, some making seven figures a year, and some of them repeatedly making that type of revenue in their business. So when we had this dinner, this was to celebrate some milestones, but some of these people were celebrating like repeatable milestones, which I think is absolutely awesome. But I would say, aside from making all of the money and being able to do all of the things and go on exotic trips, the thing that was most important to them and why I love being in the room with these type of CEOs was that they were really about passion and they were about impact. they decided that this was something that they wanted to do, and it was because they felt like they could make an impact and a change in their family's lives and in the community. I think it's also important to think about how your impact makes a difference. Everyone talks a lot about just how I made 20K this month, how I made 30K this month. We talk a lot about those things. And I get it. Like, I understand you want to let people know that, hey, if I did this, you can do it too. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think it's important to have a little bit of discernment and understand what's the motive behind that and where is that coming from. Because the truth is, in business, you're going to have ups and downs. People will talk a lot about all of the ups and how they were able to do this and do that, but you hear very little about what didn't go so well. You don't hear a lot about when they didn't get the contract, they didn't land the deal, or when maybe the budget had to be cut and they couldn't do what they really wanted to do. Those things do happen, and I think we miss some of those stories, which is why we wanted to hear some of the great moments and some of the not so great moments from these CEOs, because they got to this place not because it was always great, but because there was a combination of ups and downs, highs and lows, and they were able to weather the storm and get to that place where they could come into the room with other CEOs who are doing multi-six, multi-seven figure years and be able to celebrate each other and be able to support each other on that particular level. And again, one of the things that resonated in the room was passion and impact. And I feel like that can just be missing from a lot of these business spaces. And passion and impact is really important. Important to me. I am very big on purpose, very big on passion, very big on impact. I want you to think about how impact makes a difference, because again, I say it's impact over transaction, because your impact does have a ripple effect. The thing is, you're creating impact at whatever level you are meant to create impact on. But at the end of the day, that person, that team, that leadership team, that group of people that makes up that organization, those people go home and they're taking that impact with them when they go out to dinner, when they're engaging with their family, when they're engaging with their community. If you've ever gone to an event, and you listen to a speaker or just some type of business event, and someone says something and it just totally made a difference. It was that one sentence or that one phrase or that one story that you heard that just made a big difference, and it just kind of stayed inside of you and you went home with that particular story, and somehow it made an impact on you. It gave you more insight. It opened up your eyes. It gave you an aha moment. It did something to you. Now, you had to pay to be in the room, but when you're receiving the impact of someone's voice, of someone's product or their service, then you're not necessarily thinking about how much you paid to be in the room or how much you paid to be at that table, because when you are receiving the impact that changes your life, that is more powerful and more valuable and more important and more sustainable than the money you paid to be in the room or be at the table. The impact is sustainable and the impact has a ripple effect. Again, when those people go home, or when that person goes home and they're sitting at the dinner table with their spouse, with whomever, or they're just sharing coffee with someone, that impact is now transferred from you to that person to another person. And so it goes downstream. And those are things that you may not see on a day-to-day basis, but that impact does make a difference. Money comes and goes, but impact really sticks with you. It takes you through things. There are times when you've heard someone say something or someone did something for you, and that impact that they made on you helped you get through a moment. It helped you get through a high or a low in your business. So it is impact over transaction. But in order to make that impact, that means that you really have to be passionate about the impact that you want to make, because it's not going to always be sunshine. There are going to be some rainy days. You're going to have highs, lows, good and bad days, or I would say not so great days, right? Because there's really no bad day. But you're going to have those moments where you're going to just feel like, I don't want to do it right now, or, oh, I wish this was easier. You're going to have those moments. It's just the nature of the work that you do. But I think the thing that's important to remember is that if you are coming from a place of passion and you really understand that this is not only an impact between me and this one person or me and this group of people at an organization, but this is impact well beyond that organization, because those people are taking that impact with them into the community, into their families, into their friendships, into various relationships, into other organizations that they may be a part of. They're taking that with them. So your impact has a long downstream ripple effect that you don't even realize. So when you think about that, you have to really consider that in order to create that level of impact, you have to come from a place of passion. It has to be impact over transaction, and that impact is fueled by your passion, because it's the passion that you have for the people. It's the passion that you have for serving organizations. It's the passion that you have about the impact and the transformation that you create for others that really gets you up out of bed every single day. Because every day that you pitch someone or every day you have a sales consultation, it may not always be a yes, but you still have to keep going. You still have to get up the next day and do it again. You still have to show up for your community. You still have to show up for your family members. You still have to show up. Showing up is not an option. Showing up for success is not an option. That is a bill that you have to pay every single day. But in order to show up every single day, despite the highs, despite the lows, despite the yeses, despite the nos, you have to have something greater than the dollar sign that is going to sustain you. And that is your purpose. That is your passion. That is your vision and your mission and the impact that it creates for yourself, for your family, and for other people. And that's what it's really all about. That is what is really, truly going to matter at the end of the day. Because again, money comes and it goes, and it is great to be able to make a lot of money in your business. It is a wonderful thing to be able to take your family on exotic vacations if that's what you want to do. It's also great to be able to pay for your daughter or your son's college education, or set them up with a beautiful home, give them a down payment for starting a business, or whatever that may be. It's really great where you are able to provide however you choose to provide for those that you love and for those who are important to you. But when you're able to do that, it's because of the passion and the impact that you created. And those are the type of CEOs that I want to be connected with. Those are the type of business owners and consultants that I am really truly aligned with. I like to work with people who believe in the bigger purpose beyond themselves. I was in the room with a CEO who had been in business for over 40 years and then had his grandson working in the business, learning the business, so that when he's ready to step down, he already has someone that he's trained, he's groomed, and he can hand over that business to his family member and keep the vision going. And that is truly legacy. That is wealth generation in real time. So it really does matter how you're making an impact for other people. And so I wanted to share that with you, because I think that a lot of people get caught up in how much money they can make a month or a year. And there's a lot of just talk about that as if that's all that matters. It's more than that. We really believe in vision. We really believe in purpose. We believe that we have to be passionate and truly called to do the work that we do. When you are operating in your calling and when you are operating in your purpose, you are really going to make a difference, because you are aligned with how God created you and what He created you to do, and that purpose.
Before we dive into the episode, I wanted to share with you that this episode was some of my takeaways and insights that I had when I attended a CEO celebration dinner. I really enjoyed recording this episode, and I'm excited to share these insights with you today. This episode was also recorded and published on my YouTube channel, so you can find it in both places, here on iTunes as well as on my YouTube channel. So please listen in, take some notes, because I think that this is very, very impactful and has a lot to do with how you're able to be successful and sustainable in your business. So tune right on in.
That passion, that calling, it is going to create that impact that is going to allow you to create that monetary value for yourself and for others. So I just wanted to bring it back to what's truly important. I want you to think about, as you're going into quarter two, do you have your vision in mind? Are you leading with vision? Are you leading with purpose? Are you leading with passion? Think about having impact over transaction, so that when you are having your sales consultations, or when you are communicating and consulting with your clients, that you're leading with impact, that you're leading with purpose, because that is going to be the bigger transformation of value that anyone else can experience working with you than just focusing on how much money you can make. So I hope that this was helpful and just kind of enlightened you a little bit. I just wanted to share that with you all. So those are my insights that I wanted to share with you today. I hope that you got something out of this. I really enjoyed being able to bring this to you. I think it's so important that we hear these types of messages. And I want to inspire you and compel you to really think about the mission that you are on every single day, the vision that you are reaching towards, and the impact that you have, and the impact that you are making with yourself, the impact you're making for your family, and in the lives of others and other organizations. You were made for more, and you have such a huge purpose on your life, and I am here to support you and really help you get to that place where you can feel fulfilled with the business that you have and not just focus on chasing the dollar. We are really purpose-driven entrepreneurs here. We just happen to be business-to-business consultants, and we are really making a difference and growing and scaling businesses to 6 and 7 figures. But again, it all starts with vision and mission. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Consultant CEO Podcast. If you learned something new or gained more insight, share it with us. Head over to iTunes, go to the Consultant CEO Podcast, subscribe to the show, and leave me a review so that we can create a bigger impact together. Until the next time, be the extraordinary CEO that you are meant to be, and I'll see you on the next episode.